To blanket or not to blanket? That is the question. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Michigan State University Extension equine specialist Dr. Karen Waite says as fall transitions into winter, the controversial issue of using horse blankets is becoming a hot topic again.
Somewhere along the way, it has become, and you'll see on the internet, references to a study that was supposedly done by Colorado State University regarding the use of blankets and suggesting that blankets actually harm a horse's ability to warm themselves with their natural hair. And that study was actually never done. So it's kind of urban legend in the horse industry. But usually the reason is because they feel like horses have the natural ability to keep themselves warm with their hair coats, and that by using blankets, you may somehow disturb that. But there's really no evidence of that. And, you know, sometimes if it's wet and cold, that's definitely the worst combination. Horses that are used to the environment really can keep themselves pretty warm if they're in good body condition. But when it's raining and cold, or there's sleet and the horses get wet and then get chilled, there may actually be a time when a blanket can really help a horse.
She has some advice for horse owners electing to use blanketing in the months ahead.
Make sure that their blankets are in good shape, and if they need to be sewn up or have hardware fixed or any of those sorts of things, it's a good time to take care of that. But the other thing to keep in mind is that if horses are well fed and they're in good body condition score, they don't necessarily need blankets even in very extreme conditions. So you want to have those blankets ready. You know, if the weather gets in sub-zero temperatures or that sort of thing, then we might consider using blankets. But it really depends on what you're doing with the horse, if they're showing or not showing, if they're outside or housed inside. So there are a lot of factors to consider.
And Waite tells Brownfield it's important to assess each horse's response when using blankets for the first time.
I think if the horse was in danger of hurting itself, obviously you would want to approach it slowly and maybe start with a cooler or something like that, or a quarter sheet. But ultimately, I mean, if a horse can get used to a halter and be desensitized to a halter, then they can probably get used to a blanket. And sometimes you cause more problems taking it on and off. If it develops static electricity and that sort of thing, then the more you take it on and off, the more you may wind up with horses that get poked, and they don't really care for that. So if the horse isn't in danger of hurting itself, I would say put it on and leave it on, and more often than not, they'll get used to it.
Michigan State University Extension equine specialist Dr. Karen Waite. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Ag News for America.